The next couple of pages are family relationships and that sort of thing. Most of these you've already said, but we'll run through them anyway.
Okay.
The man that a woman is married to is her
husband.
And she is his
wife.
Are there any other names that they might call each other in joking?
Old man, old lady.
Mm-hmm.
My old man, my old lady. Mm-hmm. That kind of thing.
Okay. And then a woman who has lost her husband is a
widow.
And the man whose son you are is your
father.
And what did you call your father? What do you call him?
Daddy.
Okay. And then his wife is your
mother.
And you call her
Mama.
Okay. And your father and mother together are your
parents.
And your father's father is your
grandfather.
And your
grandpa.
Okay. And then his wife is your
grandmother. I called her grandma.
Mm-hmm. And your sons and daughters would be your
children.
And a name that a child is known by just in his family would be his
nickname.
And something on wheels that you put a baby in where it would lie down. And there might be something that goes over it to protect it from the sun.
Buggy.
Okay. And when you have the baby in the buggy, you say, I'm going to go out and
push the buggy.
Okay. And let's see.
Is that right?
That's fine, yes. Your children would be your son and your
daughter.
And a boy and a
girl.
Mm-hmm. If a woman is expecting a child, you say she's
pregnant.
Are there any other terms for that?
With child. Expecting.
Mm-hmm. Any older?
That's all I can think of.
Joking?
I can't think of anything else. Okay. Are you thinking of something?
Well, there are a whole bunch of things. You ever hear she swallowed a watermelon seed?
Oh, yeah. I've heard that.
What?
She swallowed a watermelon seed.
Okay.
She swallowed a watermelon.
Oh, mm-hmm. That should make more sense. Well, you could swallow the seed and then it would grow beside you.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, so the woman you send for is a
midwife.
Mm-hmm. And if the boy and his father have the same appearance, you say the boy
looks like his father.
And what if they have the same mannerisms, the boy
acts like his father.
Any other expressions for either one of those?
Mimics for acts.
Mm-hmm.
Would
you ever say he's a chip?
No, uh-uh.
You wouldn't use that. Okay.
No.
Then if mother has looked after three children until they're grown, you say she has
raised them.
Mm-hmm. And if a child has been naughty, he's going to get a
whooping.
Or
spanking.
Is there a difference?
Only in terms of intensity.
Which is worse?
Whooping.
Are they both with your hand, or?
Could be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you say he did what a lot?
He grew.
And he has?
Grown.
And he will?
Grow.
Okay. And,
Going back to whippings.
Okay.
And it's really whipping. I got mine with a hedging limb.
What's hedging?
It's, decorative hedges,
mm-hmm.
But actually it's a hedge.
Mm-hmm.
And a whole row of hedge, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had a hedging. We called it hedging.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like edging, but with...
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
I understand.
We called it hedging.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, we had one. It was a tree. And it had little, tiny little leaves on it. And long, limber.
Hmm.
Long, limber branches. And Daddy would get one. Yeah, I know that thing would be that big. And he would hit me with it. And it would wrap around me about twice before the end of it got to me.
Ow.
And slapped.
Did it draw blood?
No, but it got whelps,
mm-hmm.
around my legs and stuff. I remember that.
Boy, that sounds painful. A child that's born to an unmarried woman is a...
bastard.
Other terms? In polite society, what might you say?
Has no father.
Okay. Well, do you know any joking terms? Okay. Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot...
different.
Well, this is using a form of loving. She's...
lovely.
Loving. Jane is loving, but Peggy is...